She was growing up, limber and sweet. Not bonny, perhaps. Her cheekbones were over high and her nose over short for that. But her eyes, clear and deep and brown, brown, deep and clear as the Denburn flow. Her hair was red and was brown by turns, spun fine as a spider's web, wild, wonderful hair. So she saw herself, and her teeth clean cut and even, a white gleam in that grave brown stillness of face John Guthrie's blood had bequeathed to her. And below face and neck, now her clothes were off, was the glimmer of shoulders and breast, and there her skin was like satin. It tickled her touching herself. Below the tilt of her left breast was a dimple. She saw it and bent to look at it, and the moonlight ran down her back. So queer the moonlight, she felt the running of that beam along her back. And she straightened as the moonlight grew and looked at the rest of herself and thought herself sweet and cool and fit for that lover who would someday come and kiss her and hold her so.